Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith Herbert here, broadcasting live from DeVille Square, Business Radio X studios, and I have a studio full of characters for you this afternoon. A lot of business people here in this room, and I'm going to let them go around the horn and introduce themselves and where they're from.
Keith, David Madeira, and I'm with Hometown Contractors, Bath Planet.
And you do not like finger monkeys.
And I'm not a funky finger monkey.
Go ahead.
I'm Julie Martin, and I'm also with Hometown Contractors and Bath Planet.
And you do like finger monkeys.
I do.
Yeah. Okay. So for those that don't know, we do sound check here before we get started, and I ask everybody for their full name and favorite animal. And today we've realized that there are now finger monkeys as an animal category. So I thought it was funny.
It was hysterical. I'm Sandra McGuire. I'm with American Heritage Financial.
Yeah.
And I'm also the host there you go. Of Top CEO.
I know, it's still new to you, right? Yeah. So
It is very new, and it's very exciting.
Yeah, cool.
And I am Autumn Beck Blackledge, and I am the owner of my own law firm, practicing in family law.
And I'm Kathy Anthony, and I am the regional chair for Vistage Florida, and I also hang my hat with IMS Expert Services.
Yeah, it's a big hat you're hanging, too, from what we understand, right?
It's a fun one.
Yeah. All right, David, let's get into it, man. Lay it on me. What do you do?
All right, well, Hometown Contractors has been doing home improvement for 16 years, and for the last three of those, we've also added a brand called Bath Planet, which is a national brand that does renovations of bathrooms. Most of the time in the home improvement industry, people's experiences are, well, to say variable would be charitable. A lot of people will, when they're polled after a home improvement experience, will say, you know what? I never want to do that again. I never want those folks in my house again. And Bath Planet was really started to address that for the Bath area. And so what they focused on was not just a great quality product and a great installation, but also great customer service. And so that fits very well with what Paul Kosiski, the founder of Hometown Contractors, started 16 years ago. And so it was sort of a marriage made in heaven between Hometown Contractors and Bath Planet. So we do 150, 160, 200 baths a year in the Emerald Coast area. And we do a great job for our customers, and we have extremely high satisfaction surveys.
So, and I've got a feeling that with some of the houses up and down the coast here, it's not just your average everyday project, is it?
Well, most of the projects that we do are actually in homes between 100 and 350,000, because these are folks who are primarily interested in a bathroom that they don't have to worry about.
Right.
Like, that's the number one thing. They may not have a maid or two coming in and doing all the cleaning. They don't want to be the ones to do all the cleaning. And so what we provide is a service that allows them to get a really nice looking bathroom that's super low maintenance.
Okay, so what does that look like?
It can look like whatever you want it. We've got 90 different colors. We've got more colors than anybody. And we use an acrylic wall system. And the reason we do that is because it's super low maintenance. It's impervious to water. And so no scale builds up on it. Our customers tell us, you know, out of guilt, I clean my shower once a month because I feel like I should, but they're super easy to clean and very easy to install. We're usually
hose
done.
Them down, huh?
Yeah, you'll hose them down, a little vinegar, a little water, no scrubbing, no effort. And we're usually done a project in 2 to 3 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Minimal home invasion. So, okay, so walk me through being a client with you guys.
So it starts with communication. We do a lot of communicating with our clients. Usually what happens is, for most folks, the home improvement in the bathroom is the first time they've ever done a project like this. So they really don't know what they're getting into. So we start by letting them know what a home visit's going to be like with one of our design consultants. We talk to them about the process. We talk to them about what the tear out's going to look like, where we're going to put their old tub or shower. We get rid of it, by the way. We take care of all of that. And then we go through all the different choices they have. Do they want tile? Do they want fiberglass? You know, what are the issues with each of those? What are the costs? So we basically do a little mini education seminar with each client so that they are informed about what their choices are.
Right.
Now, some of our clients or potential clients decide, you know, we want to go a different way. That's fine with us, because that education process really helps them to narrow down their choices. If you've ever gone shopping for home improvement. You know, it can drag on and on and on as you
I'm a guy. That we're okay with that.
Yeah, yeah, right. Well, but the wife wants to go to this place and then that place and this color and that color. We bring that all to your house.
Right.
And we have that conversation. Then we put together a free estimate. Usually we put together two or maybe three different plans so people can choose among the features and the costs. And then again, because it's a whole package, we come in, we do the tear out and install in a day, 2 days, 3 days. And then we come back at the end and we sit with the client. We look at the bathroom and we ask them, are you happy? Do you like it? What could we have done better? You know, what do you like about it? And we fix whatever problems there are. And then usually we wind up getting referrals because people are like, wow, I never knew home improvement could be this easy.
Yeah. So what's the most difficult question that you have to answer on a daily basis?
The most difficult question is always the first one. You know what it is.
How much is it?
Yes, exactly. Because we all want to know that. And that's a fairly obvious question.
Right.
But it's also the wrong question. Because what you really want to know, that's like saying, well, how much does a car cost? Well, of course, it depends. Are you buying a high-end BMW?
Right.
Or are you buying a Kia? And so what we do with our clients is help them to understand how their choices impact those prices. So the hardest question is always, because people want to know, well, how much is it going to be? And we say, well, let's come to your home. Let's have a conversation. Let's see what your situation is. Is there any demolition that needs to be done? Construction? And then we can talk price. And they'll say, but just give me a ballpark figure. And I'll say, well, $100,000 is a ballpark figure. That's not the figure, but that's a ballpark figure. I promise you it'll be less than that. The point is, don't make decisions about projects that you don't have a lot of knowledge about
right. On
price alone. Because there's always somebody. In fact, I've got a little picture of a guy with a tattoo on his back, and he's holding up a Pegasus picture for the tattoo artist. But on his shoulder, which he can't see, is what looks like a finger puppet or a dog or something else.
That's a finger monkey.
The monkey, thanks. The bottom line is you can always get somebody to do the project cheaper, but can you get them to do it right?
Right. So does all of this happen without me feeling like I have a construction crew roommates in my house for a week?
Well, again, because it's a 2 to 3 day project, yeah. And we do a lot of training with our guys. We really ask them to be more than just contractors. We ask them to be our installers. We ask them to be people.
Yeah.
In fact, on our website today, which is hometownbathplanet.com, we've got an article about this. I had a call from a guy over the weekend who was very distressed. I'd actually sat with him a couple of weeks ago and put together a package for him, and he was really happy with it. We worked out all the details. We had it set, and his install was scheduled for next week. And he called me over the weekend. He said, I'm really sorry, but I have a medical issue that just came up, and I can't go forward with my project. He'd already made a down payment. And I said, well, how can I help you? And he said, well, what do you mean? How can you help me? I got to cancel my project. I said, no. Tell me what the obstacles are. Why do you feel like you have to cancel your project? He said, well, I damaged my hand and I got to get surgery on it. And so as a result of that, I can't do the demo that I was going to do. I said, no problem. We'll take care of it. He said, really? You do that? I said, yeah, we'll take care of it. What else? He said, well, the other thing is the money. Because of the medical expenses that I've got, it's going to be at least 6 months before I can come up with the rest of the money. I said, what if I gave you a year? He said, really? You'd give me a year? I said, we do this all the time. We have finance plans that are low cost.
Right.
We have finance plans that are no cost, you know, for a year. And he said, oh, that would be great. And I got two nice emails from him over the weekend saying, you guys have really made a difference for us. Now, most people don't think of that when they think of home improvement, like someone who's actually going to help you meet your goals and do
sure.
it in a way that works with you. So that's very rewarding. That's what we like doing.
Very cool, man.
Yeah.
So do you do most of your work with contractors or individual homeowners or both?
Oh, all our work is for individual homeowners.
Okay.
Yeah. We work strictly with the individual homeowners. And most of the time, what we're doing is we're taking a house that had a bathroom installed in the 70s, 80s, 90s, or even the 2000s. And it
which
was
now officially is an afterthought, right?
Yeah, it was either done incorrectly or it's just old and time to be replaced. And we go in and we do the tear out. So we don't do new construction for the most part. Not
right.
that we wouldn't want to, but it just isn't a piece of business that comes our way. Most people who are looking for a 2 day bathroom renovation are looking to us.
Very cool. All right. Well, let's tell them where they can find you. Numbers, websites, all that good
stuff. So hometownbathplanet.com is our website. And it's not a static website. We put, like the story I just told you,
uh-huh.
that's up on our website today. We put stories about our materials. because we actually like home improvement. So we like talking about it. We like talking about silicone and tile and acrylic. And so our website is a place where we kind of express ourselves. You want to give them the phone number, Julie?
Yes. Our phone number is 850-995-1989.
Okay. Well, thanks for hanging out.
We're on Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. But hometownbathplanet.com is our central place.
We're going to find you, man. Good. That's very cool. We'll hang out for a little while?
Sure.
Mostly because the door's locked and you can't leave. Okay, Sandra, how are you?
I'm doing great today.
So we are, you are doing Top CEO episode number 2 next week, correct?
That's right.
So let's tell everybody about it because it's a really neat concept, I think.
Yes, it is. Episode 1 was a lot of fun. Of course, I was a little bit nervous hosting my first radio show.
Yep.
Yeah, but it. I don't think you could tell. Could you tell?
No, I stopped paying attention, though. I'm just kidding. No, you did good. You did good.
So episode 2 is shaping up to be really, really good. I've got a couple of great guests lined up. Should I tell you?
Yeah,
should
go
be
for
a
it.
Secret?
No, okay. Let's get you some promo.
All right. So we've got Chris Schulte, who is the CEO of Everwell Specialty Pharmacies, on board. Yep. I'm really excited.
Kathy's over here
about
shaking
that.
Her head because she knows him very well.
I got a thumbs up on that. They've recently expanded. They've moved locations to, they've got a bigger location, a new location. They've rebranded. It's very exciting. I think they've got some great things to share with us. I'm excited about it. Can't wait to hear more. I've also got John Murray, who is the president of Team MPI. For those of you who may or may not know, that's the Multi-Sport Performance Institute out on Pensacola Beach. They are, if not the biggest, one of the best.
Yeah.
I might be a little bit biased about that.
I was going to say, you participate, don't you?
I do. I'm a triathlete. They coach triathletes all over the country, and they do a great job. They are involved.
And they do a couple events here in town, too, don't they?
Yes. They host the Portofino.
Tri-series.
Triathlon series.
Which here. I still haven't made it to yet.
You must. You must give it a try.
The bike thing is what's holding me back.
Usually it's the swimming.
No, I'm fine with swimming. I've been really good at it. I don't even mind the jellyfish.
I do. I mind the jellyfish. But Team MPI, they're involved with some great things. Mark Sortino, who is one of the founders, I think he's also one of the he's the CEO. He recently moved to Boise, Idaho. He's been involved with the CAF. They work with challenged athletes, physically challenged athletes. He's been doing some great things. Hopefully John's going to talk to us about that. I'm really excited to have him here and tell us about what they're doing. They're a great group of coaches.
Yeah.
I know personally Coach John has worked with me and helped me become a better swimmer. I don't think.
It's a little different when you get into the golf.
Oh, yes,
it's a little
it is.
Different.
Yes, I thought I was doing great in the swimming pool, and then I got in the big, wide gulf, and panic set in. So,
and jellyfish.
And jellyfish, yes. So that's gonna be great. I'm working on a couple of other guests. Hopefully they're going to be able to make it, and if they do, it's going to be a bang-up show.
Yeah. So I think one of the cool things that happened, and Kathy, you and I were talking about this earlier, is that there are some real – good bits of information, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're in a business working for somebody or on your way to try to climb that ladder, of the differences in mindsets and leadership or creation that happens at some of that level, whether you're a one person CEO or a 5,000 employee company. And you've been able to pull out some of the really cool little nuggets of information.
Yes. And when I had Hazel and Jeff here, it was just fascinating to me. I heard a lot of things from them that really rang true to me, because my entire career has been spent working for startup companies.
Right.
So I understand a lot of the struggles that entrepreneurs have gone through. And it's a real challenge when your business succeeds and you are struggling to keep up with the pace of your business while you're trying to put infrastructure in place. And one of the things that Hazel said, and I was inside, I was saying, yes, 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 was when she said, you know, you bring on people so rapidly and then all of a sudden things start falling through the cracks because you just assume things are going to get handed off and taken care of, and they don't, because you don't put the processes in place to do that. So, yeah, you do pull out some nuggets, and it's just very exciting to me to talk to entrepreneurs and CEOs and find out what their challenges have been. And, you know, when you're working that hard to build your business, you make sacrifices and you learn a lot.
Yeah. Jeff did. He was so kind of embarrassed to say it, but it made so much sense with everything he was doing. He's like, we have somebody come and help us fold our laundry. Like, I literally need those 2 hours to either hang with the kids or catch up from the mass amounts of business that they're doing now. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, bravo, man. Don't be embarrassed at all. But
yeah. And that's a nugget right there, because you cannot do it all. And his wife has...
She does her own thing too. So,
they were both
working.
Yeah. So, you know, you get help wherever you can, because time is precious and you have to prioritize and what's important to you.
Yeah.
Is folding laundry one thing you need to spend your time doing?
I don't think any of us want to fold it, whether we could or not, right?
Definitely. Yeah. Right. So I'm really looking forward to this next episode and finding out what their nuggets are.
Yeah, very cool. And it's Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? Or
Wednesday
at 3:30. Mm-hmm. Yep, next week. Cool. Well, thanks for stopping by and hanging out.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah.
Nice to meet all of you. And
nice to meet you as well.
See Julie again.
See, we know people here, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay, Miss Autumn, how are you?
Doing all right.
Hi, it's great to see you.
I know.
It's only been,
what,
I know. Well, we're busy these days.
True.
So tell me about the practice. How's it going?
It's going great. Opened my own practice in October of 2014. I've been practicing law for about 15 years now. Really hadn't found my niche until I fell into family law, which is, you know, one of those things when you're a lawyer, say, oh, you're a lawyer. That's so interesting. What kind of practice do you have? Oh, I do family. And it's like, oh, you know, not the real kind of law, you know. And so what I love about it is that you get to practice law, you get to be a counselor, you get to be give a lot of straight talk. You get
yes,
to
which
negotiate.
You are very capable of doing.
Yes, very. Probably the you know, number one feedback I get from my clients is that, you know, I don't tell them anything.
You don't soften the blows, do you?
I do not soften the blows. There's nothing that happens that usually they don't expect. Yeah. I don't blame it on my judges. I don't blame it on other lawyers. You know, typically.
Yeah.
What happens in your case is because of what you're doing.
Right.
And so, yeah, my clients have gotten used to that. But you get to wear a lot of hats when you do family law.
Yeah.
It's really fun. I like that. Every day is different.
So, and then you moved offices too, right? So you're in with Stevenson in that building?
I actually, I'm on Palafox Street across from World of Beer.
Uh-huh.
And Stevenson Klotz leases space from me. They've outgrown our space. Actually, both of us have outgrown each other, unfortunately.
Right.
Love having them in there, but they're going to be moving down a little bit south Palafox. Maybe it's north. Can't remember what the direction is.
Yeah,
to me,
sure.
It feels like south, but I think it might be north. And they're going to be moving out, and we're going to be expanding. I have a new lawyer coming in August and a couple new staff members throughout the summer. So we're getting too big. They're getting too big, and unfortunately, my space just doesn't hold us
all. Not a bad problem to have, though.
Not a bad problem to have.
Yeah. Okay. So what? I know you just did some Supreme Court stuff not too long ago, didn't you?
Yeah. So a lifelong dream.
Yeah.
When I was a little girl, probably about 10 years old, we went to Washington, D.C. And at that time, I wanted to be a Supreme Court justice. That was my goal.
You wanted the robe, didn't you?
I wanted the robe. I like the gavel.
You want the power?
Yeah. Don't forget the gavel. So, you know, eventually, like all lawyers who hear, you know, who go through law school and they get acquainted with real life and the, you know, the kind of job of making money and falling into the types of practices that you're good at, you realize that there is such a very, very, very small group of people who are actually, suited to be a judge.
Right.
But even
qualified, educated, all those kinds of things, which I'm not. And you learn that as you go to law school and you go to, you know, practice. And
sure.
But I always just had that in the back of my head. So this last summer, we got this email inviting members of the Florida Bar Family Law Section to come and be sworn in and to the Supreme Court of the United States. And so my husband and I took a break. You know, they have 5 children. So any break, anything that you can do by yourself is nice. So we packed up, went to Washington, D.C., and got sworn in. It was literally unbelievable. I mean, we're not in a very large studio right here, and I was as close to the Supreme Court as I am to you right now. They walk you in. It is full of pomp and circumstance. You're the last ones to be seated. They call your name, you know, name by name. They welcome you to the bench.
Uh-huh.
And about 10% of lawyers are actually sworn into U.S. Supreme Court. So I do have a case at the First District Court of Appeal. Can't really get appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. But if I ever have a case that needs appealing, I'm at least qualified to go.
That is so cool. Congratulations.
But it was fun.
Yeah. It was fun. You're glowing just talking about it. That's cool.
It was really neat. I got a chance to write an article about it for the Family Law Section commentator too. And, you know, we take for granted sometimes the small piece that we get to play in the justice system.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes when you're fighting about who's going to get this car and who's going to get that car and what did the bank account have, you know, $2,000 or did it have $2,261
right.
in it? You know, you lose sight of some of the bigger, you know, the bigger picture about being a lawyer.
And right.
Really,
and why you got into it in the first place, right?
Why you got into it in the first place.
Yeah.
Right.
Very neat. Well, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
So good. Exciting.
Go Leap Class 2012, right.
right?
Yeah.
Right.
So let's talk about family law, though, because most people, I mean, what's the first thing that comes to their mind?
Divorce.
Exactly.
Right.
But you do so much more than that.
I do. I do primarily divorce. I would say about maybe 70% of my practice is straight up disillusions of marriage. The other portion would be child custody, modifications, paternity cases, which are beginning to be among my favorite, especially when you have a dad who wants to be involved
sure.
in his kid's life and you get a chance to, you know, go get that interaction in that time. I don't do adoptions, but I believe that my new associate is going to be doing some adoption work. There's some dependency when
right.
you have a child that's been removed. I don't do that very much either, but my clientele pretty much surrounds high conflict child custody cases. Those are my sweet spot. I think that's why, you know, people who really have high conflict child cases come to me is that if you're doing something that is just weird, I am going to tell you, you are just doing something that's weird. You need to stop because you have a child involved. And then the other portion of my business, probably high asset divorce cases, complex litigation, things like that, business owners.
She says it so nonchalantly.
This is security like 24 hours a day.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, and I think there's plenty of work in family.
Sure.
The main issue you have when you have your own practice is growth management and what kind of cases you're going to take. You know, what kind of cases give me enough mommy juice when I get home.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm fighting all day for other people's kids, when my kids want somebody to take them up to the junior food for an icy, I'm just like, of all the problems in the world, that is not one.
Right.
So you have to be very careful in how you manage your
yeah.
work life so that you have something for, you know, my children who don't have those problems,
right.
which, you know, thank God they don't. But at the same time, you do have to manage your practice enough so that you have some of that left at the end of the day to yeah. give.
I want to know where you found a junior food with icy machines.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it's a junior food. That's just what I call
it. I haven't heard that term in forever.
The junior food where I grew up in the North End, in the
yeah.
Can, we had a junior food. But they had slush puppies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Delicious.
Icy's weren't good enough.
Yeah. But we do have one close by the house that does Coke Icy's and Dr. Yeah. Pepper Icy's.
Oh, yeah. See, those are good, too.
I love those.
See? All right.
Yep.
So, With some of the growth and the things that are coming your way, what have been some of your biggest hurdles, you think?
Well, I mean, the biggest hurdle with divorce is probably the same as, you know, David was talking about, as everybody wants to know, two questions. How much is it going to cost and how long is it going to take?
Yeah.
You know, how long is it going to take really has a lot to do with the parties.
Yeah.
It's how much do you want to fight, and how much are you willing to give up? And if it's an issue that has to be fought, it's going to take a long time. If you're really going, you know, to see it through to court.
Right.
And then the cost is equally the same. I don't think anybody says in town that I'm a deal. You know, it's definitely expensive, very expensive.
Yeah.
And of course, the more you want to fight, the more expensive it gets.
Sure.
So, you know, I have clients who run everything by me. They want me to, you know, approve an email before they send it to their spouse. And they're very worried about if they're saying the right thing. Those cases are going to be more than the client who says, here's the business. Tell me how it divides up. Let me know when you're ready to, you know, when opposing counsel's ready to settle. Those cases are going to be cheaper, even though those cases may appear to be, you know, more complex.
Sure.
You know, at the same time, you don't have much control over opposing counsel. So if opposing counsel wants to pepper you with letters and motions, we have to respond. We have an ethical duty to do so. And so some of it is, you know, just management of what might be, you know, a case. I have a reputation for not letter litigating. So if I get a letter that wants to complain about my client from an opposing counsel, I have the same form I send back every time. You know, dear, you know, Miss So-and-so, as you know, I do not letter litigate. It is costly for our clients.
Right.
However, if you feel strongly about this, please feel free to file a motion and I'm happy to address it in court. Otherwise, tell the parties to deal with it themselves.
Right.
This is not a lawyer issue, and I'm not going to bill a point six, you know, I'm not going to bill the point two for that letter over and over and over, which just tries to, you know, pepper a file and create confusion. So, and that does have, you know, a lot to go with my philosophy and how I practice law. I'm certified collaborative divorce lawyer, and so there's only two of us in town, and it's kind of
way to corner that market.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just that most people, when they're running divorce, aren't really wanting to be collaborative.
Yeah,
so the
true.
Market's not really great. The reasonable people who do want to sit down and divorce in a respectful way, those are great clients no matter how you get them. But collaborative's kind of cool because it's kind of like kumbaya divorce. You know, everything's on the table. You don't shit. You know, you don't hide anything. There's no, you don't go to court.
Yeah.
You agree to agree from the very beginning. And so that's kind of a cool area of practice of mine as well.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Civil. It can be done.
It can be done. Mm-hmm. You've seen it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a product of me. I'm divorced, you know, and my ex-husband and I, you know, we don't fight.
Yeah.
I probably, you know, had five or six arguments, period.
Right.
Ever. And our kids have no idea that divorced parents, you know, fight.
Yeah,
they have no concept of that, and that's a blessing.
So, do you have room for any more clients now? If anybody's interested,
I got some room. We did take a break. You know, we do go through some periods of time where we don't take new clients.
Yeah.
We went through a period of time where about 8 weeks where I just took no new clients. But we're taking clients. Yeah, we have developed kind of a cool system with a local mental health therapist that has helped me. Kind of assess my caseload in a different way. A lot of divorce lawyers keep between 90 and 115 cases at any time, but 90 cases that are high conflict, that you're going to kill yourself.
Yeah, sure.
But if you have 115 and 90 of those are low conflict, then, you know, that's not that
high
of a caseload. So we've kind of developed a system of red light, yellow light, green light. And if a case is in the red light category, we only take four or five of those at a time and, you know, need a lot of green cases. So right now we're doing pretty well. My paralegal just got back from maternity leave and she's the,
So you're like, you're wiping the brow now, right?
She's probably thinking, all right, yeah, I'm back. And where are you?
Very
doing
cool.
Radio shows.
Yeah, exactly. Hanging out with Keith.
Yeah.
Website, phone number.
Anywhere? I have a website. It's just a splash page.
That's okay. You gotta start somewhere.
That's right. And also, my name has changed. So, you know, it was Autumn O. Beck, and that's the website, autumnobeck.com. But my name officially was changed on June 1st to Autumn Beck Blackledge. So we're going to do a little bit of marketing at least to get.
So at least you keep the AOB though, huh?
AOBB is now what my daddy calls me. So. Yeah, but, you know, it's kind of a joke because everybody knows I'm always going to be a Beck.
All right. I mean, you
can't
escape it.
It's the personality.
Yeah.
You don't shed that.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well,
anyway.
Thanks for hanging out today.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah. Oh, my phone number.
Yeah. Give out your digits.
466-3115.
Very cool. Okay, Kathy. We saved the best for last, so you're up.
I've kind of kind of just gotten into listening to everybody.
I'm
in a good place right now.
It is. You just kind of hang out, right? You forget what you gain. You're like, yeah, I'm just listening.
These
yeah.
people should be on radio.
Well, you know, I try to facilitate.
Sure. You do well.
I do. So how's your world?
I am more blessed than I deserve.
Yeah.
I get to work with really smart people on a regular basis. And I am the Vistage Chair, so I have, at the current moment, I have 23 business owners and CEOs in the Panhandle area that I get to nag.
Yeah.
I get
pick
to help
brains
them grow
and,
their business.
Yeah.
And I was telling you before the program started, I walked into a one-to-one yesterday, and one of my members gave me a spa gift certificate. And her comment was, I owe you and the group so much because you've given me the biggest problem. So I looked at her, and she said, for the first time in 5 years, I have a tax issue because I'm making money. So
it's a
I'll
good
take
problem.
Those all day long.
Yeah.
But I was going to, again, thank you so much for having me. One of the things I really wanted to talk about is Warren Averett in Vistage, Florida, on June 22nd, is hosting our 9th annual CEO Summit.
Yeah.
That's for CEOs, presidents, business leaders. Every year, I get to bring in one of the Vistage international speakers, and it's a gift to the community. And again, everybody says they have friends at Warren Averett. I really have friends at Warren Averett. I was a partner there for 14 years. So we really enjoy putting this on together, but it's open to the community. And this year's speaker, his whole topic is on how to grow any business like a billion-dollar brand, which we'd all like to know that. The speaker's name is Jerry O'Brien. And he actually, in his career, he has worked at places like Procter & Gamble, Coors Light, Quiznos, Red Robin. So he had the experience of really understanding how these big billion-dollar brands do it. And I don't know what
it's
the answer is.
It's a whole different level of thinking.
It is. And again, with all of my members, our goal is to get you wherever you want to go. And sometimes there are people issues. Sometimes there's lack of process, which Hazel knows so well. And whatever the issues are, we tackle them and we work through them and help everybody get to that next level.
Very cool. Okay, so what's the day for this? June 22nd?
June 22nd. It's going to be at the Pensacola Yacht Club. Once again, it's a beautiful
setting.
What
a great venue, too.
7:30 to 10:30. We actually will start serving breakfast at 7:30, and we will have you out of there on your way to work at 10:30. So if
who says I want to go to work?
I know. Can't we just
can't we make this longer?
I won't tell you how my CE group spends the afternoon of this yeah. event every year. But to make a reservation, they can actually call 800-733-4832 or simply email marketing@vistageflorida.com.
Very neat. All right, so let's talk about some of the other things you got your fingers in.
All right. I actually, and this is kind of a strange thing, I think I'm the only Vistage chair that actually has a full-time job as well.
Yeah.
But one of my members at the time, Bill Ween, that he and two other owners own IMS Expert Services, I was a member of Vistage for 3 years, and then our chair was texting and driving, and he was killed. So that's my commercial message. Please don't text and drive. It is never worth it. And so for the next year, they brought in a chair from Chicago. A lot of nice people move here from out of town, but for some reason that connection just wasn't made.
Right.
So they asked if I would do it. And at that time I had been an HR consultant and working with Morton, the partners at O'Sullivan. And it's anything with Vistage is about the members. So it's what do the members want? And they welcomed the opportunity for me to be in that role. And then as things progressed, Bill Ween and his dad at the time, his dad was very ill, and they shared with me that Mike was probably going to die. He had a great fight, but
right.
he lost the battle to cancer. And so I joined that firm. It's been 4.5 years ago, so I'm a vice president and helping them do really good things. They just hit Inc. 5,000 for 9 straight years.
I was
just
saying, you're growing
which
too.
Which is just
so,
amazing.
You know.
It is amazing.
It's a good sign of the business here in this community that's picking up.
That is one of the things that I have found. And you ladies, I'll speak to you because so many times communities just have doors closed and it's a man's world and it's a good old boys club. And I can tell you from personal experience, I've never had to kick down a door. They have always been opened. And I was president of Five Flags Rotary a few years ago, and now that club is evolving to let the younger generation take over. So there's so many positive things happening around here.
Yeah.
You don't have to look very far.
It's a different feel.
It
for
is.
For sure.
It
that, is. And even so in some of the other cities that are around here, I've met a couple people who yesterday in a networking thing, one from Birmingham who had just moved here because his wife just got hired at Gulf Power. And another one from Hawaii, she had just moved here. And both of them had only been here about 2 weeks. And they were kind of looking at us like we were a little crazy and a little weird because of how open and accepting and helping. And there wasn't that, oh, your business does what my business does, so we can't be friends kind of thing. Right. And it really just amazed them. And that kind of got me thinking yesterday, there's such a movement happening here in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze and Milton that
it is.
And Pace and Tate and all these other places you need a passport for. It feels like it. You know, that's really facilitating the rising tide.
It is. Yeah. I see it specifically with my members. We don't allow competing businesses because we share a lot of confidential information. But it is so neat that my one particular group, they have one of their core values is they go to happy hour at 4 o'clock the day of the meeting. And they get around a table and they'll go into dinner and they will show up at one of the other's business to really look through the financials. And it's truly a, how can I help you?
Yeah.
And, you know, the rising tide floats
all
boats.
All boats. That's it. Very cool. Well, I'm excited. I got an invite to that one.
So I hope
I'm
you
going.
Come.
This is my first one. So I feel like I'm going to get my Burger King crown.
Oh, please
and I'm going to roll up in that place.
Well, we look forward to seeing you there. But again, it is open. It is a gift that both Warren Averett and Vistage give to the community. And we invite everybody to come.
Yeah.
I will put it on Facebook. I'll communicate it. You can reach me at kanthony@vistageflorida.com. And reach out to me directly. I'd love to talk to you. And if there's any way I can be of help, please let me know. One of the big issues, and there's no doubt that everybody knows the Department of Labor changes are coming. And some of my members, the financial impact is going to be so great. But you know what? We have several months. We have a lot of wisdom in the room. And we're going to work through the issues together and come out better on the other side. So.
I just need employees first, and then I can worry about it.
Right
now, it's just me.
Starts.
It's just this guy right here.
You know, there's a lot to be said for that.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, as you grow, you know, one of the things I always say, and it's a phrase I love, is what got you here won't take you there. So I plan to be a lifelong learner, and that's why no matter what, I would stay involved with Vistage because I love the speakers, I love the content, and just I like hanging out with smart
just
people.
The wealth of knowledge.
It is.
Yeah. It's well, very good. Cool. Well, I'm excited. I really want to. I want to hear the speaker. I'm all about a $1 billion brand.
You betcha. So, thanks
okay. Did we miss anything? Did you guys think of anything else you needed to add that we didn't cover today?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, good. Fantastic. Usually I say that and we're like here for another 30 minutes, right? So, well, I want to thank all of you for coming in this afternoon and hanging out with me.
Thank you for
Certainly
having
makes
me.
My Wednesday afternoon better. I don't remember what day it was. Guys, you can find us at Pecola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Pecola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, thank all of you for coming in today. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.